And trainers, gamers, Pokemon, we are back for another episode of Pokemon South. Pokemon meets men's mental health, and I'm here with the guy, my boy Darsh Patel. Darsh, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me. You're the guy, bro. So I appreciate you, spending some time with me here as well today, man. Appreciate you.
Hey man, appreciate that. Thank you for the love. As always, guys, if you enjoy the conversation, appreciate you giving us a follow and sharing this with a guy who you think might get some inspiration, get some support from all the conversation we have here today. But yeah, let's get into Darsh. Darsh, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What do you do for a living? And where are you from?
Yeah, man. So for one, the name is Darsh, 23 years old, currently living in New Jersey. I grew up here my whole life, but I went to school recently at the University of Maryland, College Park. Recently after that, moved out to Chicago, where I ran into my boy here, Roy, Leroy, a little bit around there. So yeah, other than that, man, back in Jersey, I was working in tech for LinkedIn, but now I just left to launch my startup called Growth Street. Go check it out. Yeah, man, we're on the entrepreneurial grind. We're also on the podcast wave. So it's always cool, kind of working in the similar spaces here.
Yeah, dude, it's super cool. I love we met for the first time in Peoria,
Yes,
and I
sir.
was lucky enough to get in the car ride home with you, which is a super fun ride. I definitely always remember that. That was a really good time. And it's just great to like, I always talk about the diversity in the Pokemon community and like just guys who are like in school still, guys who are like busy and like working on the grind, starting startups, and then people with whole ass families, like just the blend of people. I always appreciate it, man.
No, seriously, dude. Like, I would say, like, the amount of people I've been around, it's so interesting because I think every point of life that you're in, when you're in school, when you're in high school, middle school, like, the kids are all your age, right? When you go to college, they're all your age. When you graduate and you're in the workforce, most people are in a certain demographic. Pokemon has been one of the environments where it's like from like, 12 to 15-year-old kids to 18-year-old students in college to 45-year-old men who have families. So it's like really around so many different people, backgrounds, races, jobs. It's truly one of the most diverse communities I've been a part of. It's pretty unique to see for sure.
Yeah, dude, and it's a blast. I am having so much fun getting to know people and just seeing what everyone's up to. And it's part of the reason why I was like, I think like doing this kind of work inside the Pokemon community could be super dope. It's just like I think you just got a lot of people open to a lot of stuff, and it's super fun. But
Agreed.
speaking about Pokemon, tell me about how you got started, first gen, all that. How did you get into Pokemon? And tell the folks how you engage with the community currently as well.
Yeah, man. For me, like Pokemon was like one of my favorite kids' games growing up. I still remember I was in second grade, and my mom came home from work, and we had like the Nintendo DS. I think we just got one, and she's like, "Hey, I got you guys this new game. Everyone's talking about it. Pokemon Pearl for me, and Pokemon Diamond for my brother." And right from there, I was hooked. I'd play all day after school. Me and my brother would sneak into each other's rooms at night and play under our blankets and act like we're sleeping. It was going on that, it was like the first game I ever played where it took you on a journey. And I think I really was attached to that. It's like the first time, I think, maybe I'm generalizing, but I think as men, we like to build something for ourselves. And Pokemon is the first game I played where it really feels like you're building yourself from something to something. And I think innately, I really enjoyed that. Kept playing forever, just like the games, Heart Gold, Soul Silver was my favorite. All the other games, Platinum, XY, all those games, right? Black and White. And yeah, I kind of, when the 3DS came out, I didn't like have a 3DS, so I kind of missed out on those games for a while, but really came back to it when it was Sword and Shield because me and my brother made a rule. We said, if there's ever Pokemon on a TV, we have to, we're playing, we're getting, we're figuring out how to do
Hell
that. That
yeah.
was our thing. We're like, I wish we could play on a TV, right? And then we saw it's on the Nintendo Switch. There's a game like you can play it on your TV. We're like, dude, like we gotta cop this. We gotta cop this. We literally bought
This
Nintendo
is it.
just for Pokemon. Seriously, man. So yeah, bro, played that. And I started watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and I would see all these cool battles and these regional events, and I was like, wow, like people are really competing. And for me, I grew up playing football, basketball, volleyball, everything, swimming. So I'm hugely competitive, and something about it really just like I was like, whoa, like this is fucking dope. Like this is really cool. So wanted to get involved, watched YouTube videos and learn from there and really haven't looked back. So So yeah, man, that's kind of like my Pokemon journey now. And now, dude, like in Scarlet and Violet, I only have one gym badge. I have it to play competitively. So like
That's so fun.
the way things have changed is always funny for me to look back on.
That's amazing, dude. That's
I
so cool.
know.
That's so cool. I don't know if I've talked to anyone who hasn't even like just played the done the playthrough. That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
That's what's
dude.
up. That's what's up. No, that's a great story. A couple of things stick out to me. Diamond and Pearl. Like I played all the games all the way from Gen 1, and Diamond and Pearl was definitely something that like got its fangs back in me. Like it almost like lost me for a second there, and then Diamond and Pearl hooked me back in hard. I played it like with my little cousin. I was just in college at the time, and I played it with my little cousin all the time, having a blast. And that was the last time I also played like anything. Well, I didn't even play VGC. I played Smogon singles back in the
Okay.
day. So I'm like, you're getting your first game, and I'm like trying to figure out the internet forums, and it was weird back then, bro. It was
Yeah,
different.
I get that, bro. Like, yeah, I just remember like it being so like fun to like play the game for the first time, because after that you kind of learn how like things work and things to expect. Like going on that first trip, it was crazy, bro. It was a vibe for real.
Yeah. And you mentioned like that being like you got the opportunity to build yourself from nothing up into something in the game. And when I first started this podcast, I'm like, I think video games are so good for people's like mental health. Like it can be bad, but anything can be bad for your mental health, you know what I'm saying? But like when you're like trying to become a young man and shit, and you like get this practice of like, I'm nothing in this game, and then I get to be something, like that like helps you build some stuff up, you know, build some confidence and whatnot. I think it's not given the credit that it's due.
Dude, I couldn't agree with you more, man. I think like anything is bad when anything can be bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, like school can be bad if you try too hard, if you pass your boundaries. The gym could be bad if you push yourselves past certain limits and injure yourself. You know,
Yep.
alcohol could be bad if you drink past certain, anything can be bad if you overdo anything or don't do it enough.
Yeah.
We look at games are like, man, it's a way for us to like kind of enjoy our creative side, go on experiences that we never could have had in real life.
Hell
So
yeah.
for me, I'm big team video game, bro. And it's always got to have a good balance, of course, but
Exactly.
there's an itch that it itches that's nothing else can really satisfy. I don't know how to explain it.
Same here, man. Same here. I think people like give games their due. That's important for people to be able to have that, you know?
Facts.
Yeah. So, next question is around masculinity, and I always preface it by just no judgment on, you know, just whatever you've learned, picked up, whether by society or, you know, in the family. What do you think a man is supposed to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've learned a lot, I think, about my own beliefs a lot as times went on. I think growing up, I didn't really think about topics like this until I was maybe in college. So for me, it was like I just kind of believed. It was very much in the groupthink mindset, right? It was,
Yeah.
well, what was my environment like? The people I was around, we all just thought the same. So whatever we were taught to learn, we like believed that. And in my house, we weren't very like talk. We don't talk about like these kind of topics. So yeah, I mean, for me, I would say it really evolved in college. Like when I was in college, I saw how like people were so like, you know, active with all these kind of topics, and that's so interesting to me. So I'll kind of learn from the outside. And then kind of the last 4 years, I've like done a lot of self-learning, but the answer that I've come to now in terms of like what is masculinity, I think it's a few things. I think being inherently masculine, I think of being a man, right? So what is being a man? At least what is a good man to me? A good man is someone who's mentally and physically strong. That's like the big thing. And who can protect and provide for himself and the people he cares about. That, to its most simplest form, is what I believe masculinity to be. And of course, like everything in life, think there is a spectrum, yes. But I do believe, like to its core, any good, like, not any good man, but like any, in my definition of man, any good man is someone who wants to be something for him and for people he cares about. Like that's the thing. I think that's an innate quality we've had since like human evolution, I think. So
Totally.
yeah, I mean that's it's for the in like a short way, that's kind of the way I look at it.
Dude, I think that's awesome. It's balanced, it's healthy. I love that you mentioned like being on the spectrum of like it's a spectrum of like, you know, who you are, your own individuality. But I think I know like you said, good man. I think what's helpful for me is when I think of like responsible, like you, like if it's just you, you're responsible for like taking care of yourself and like can do that. And then when you have more like a family and whatnot, you're responsible and do what you got to do to take care of and protect them. And that requires mental and physical strength. I think that's super healthy. And I think like when it's down to that, like that's simple. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
And
thank
I can, yeah, dude, of course. And I can see like, yeah, I didn't think that's so pure. This is so pure and good. And
you.
we get a whole bunch of other shit added on top of that. And it's like,
Facts,
I don't
facts.
know if you need all that. I don't know if you need all that. What
Facts.
about the bottom?
Yeah, I think the heart, I think the great thing about being a man is what makes being a man hard, right? I think the like in our minds, the greatest men, at least that we've remembered in the history of time, are those kind of that you look at with these unique stories that have really gone through something to become something. Very rarely do you see someone, so a man really become one that is inspiring and looked on with you know those amazing inspiration who is not who's kind of like always not always had success, but who has not gone through adversity. Something is very huge. Like I think a lot of men go through a lot of different things because of pressure to succeed, right? So the couple of things on the bottom side is definitely I would say pressure. I think as men there is pressure to succeed. And if you don't have that, you know, ignorance is bliss. So if you don't have that pressure, like good for you, because I'm sure life is easier. But I do believe men have pressure. I would say that. I'll say loneliness to an extent. I think that every man goes through this kind of period in their life. But I think that men are very tribal in terms of their relationships. So I think once you find your tribe and you build real connections, those aren't going away if you really value them how men typically do. So I think like the three best things about being a man is like the sense of like achievement, like the kind of the mentality that we approach life with that like we're going to win, we're going to succeed, we're going to do all these things. And kind of like the power we have for ourselves to do whatever we want. I would say the three things that I would say are like the harder sides is definitely the like pressure. I would say social struggle. I think that's one. And then I would say is a third one. I don't know. I think just like maybe like expectations. I think that could be something like expectations, like societal, your family, yourself, things you have for yourself. I think that's one too. But I will say all these struggles, like I don't look at them as a crutch or a weakness. I look at them as a reason why success is so amazing because you have to go through these things if you want to be something, right? So that's kind of how I look at it. And if that answers your question.
No, dude, you have such a great answer. Such a great answer there, which I took some notes. I cannot wait to listen back to this, honestly, because it really inspired a lot of thoughts in me. One of the biggest ones that I'm like holding on to right now is like I think that we like in the pursuit of, you know, our purpose or creating something or becoming who we want to be, like there's the I feel a big part of the pressure is like I think a lot of times we feel like we have to prove that shit. Like we have to prove that we did it. And it's just like, maybe not. You know, maybe just live your life and people are gonna see that shit and they will just see it. But it's like, I think like I've at any way, like there's been times where I've been like, oh, I gotta make sure they see how successful I am right now. You know? Like they gotta know that I'm this, if they know that I'm worthy, you know. That's been I'm trying to heal from anyway. And I think that a lot of guys can kind of get on that. And I think the pressure, like, can that pressure, the expectations can kind of come from that kind of spirit. And I think, yo, can we just do that stuff without having to prove it to anybody but you know?
It's a social media, man. I think, in my opinion, that's really what magnified all of success, but also all of failure, right? And that, you know, like back in the day, you know, I think, you know, 100, whatever, 100 years ago, let's say, and your success was confined by how valuable you were to your town, your village, where whatever your area was, your tribe. But now it's magnified compared to everyone in the world. So let's say today I'll use hypothetical money, right? Let's say the average income in America is, I think, $50,000, right? Let's say you make $60,000. 100 years ago, and if you compared to average, if you're in whatever small town, village, city you're in, you would be, proud of it. Everyone would look at you like, wow, you're doing above average. It's really good, right? Now it's like, okay, you make 60, you watch all these interviews and, people say, oh, how much money should a man make? It's like, oh, 100,000, 200,000, a million, right? And it's like, well, now because of the way kind of social media has taken really everything, it's everything times 10. So now it's like, okay, well, now I have to, if I'm not living a certain lifestyle, am I actually meeting societal norms? Am I meeting the standard that men now have? So I think once people realize that as long as they're achieving their own personal goals and the people that they really care about opinions and whatever, they really value them that much, that's what matters. That's why I think I always recommend to me and my friends, like, don't let the social media influence your opinion on yourself and where you should be in life, because I think it's, Rome wasn't built in a day. And if the standard is for every man to be Rome, you're just setting yourself up for failure, right? So
A
I
bunch
think,
of Roms are gonna just be average at the end of the day.
that's what I'm saying,
That,
bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm
And this is
saying.
like weird. This is like weird,
It is facts. It's like, do we need like, it's like everything to be the same? Like, no, like
Nah,
everything's different.
dude. Flavor. We like the flavor of, different
Facts,
flavors.
facts. Gotta have a little taste of everything.
Yeah. I love that you use the word tribe, by the way. And it feels like having it kind of entered into Pokemon community and like doing stuff and being active in it. It's like, this is what I've been looking for. This right
Yes,
here.
brother.
Some dudes who are hella passionate about these little cute ass fighting characters on screen.
Facts.
And
Facts,
just
facts.
want to do that shit, talk about it, play it, and then go out after, get fucked up, and then do it again tomorrow. Like
Yeah,
all
usually doing it in tomorrow's, but I struggled with that last time, bro.
that.
But yeah, man.
You want to tell the people about that one a
Yeah,
little
so funny story, guys. I'm big on the whole work hard, play hard. That's something I'm big on. So for me, I went to Charlotte VGC Regionals a couple weeks ago, and I was pretty excited. For me, it was a tough month before that. I lost two grandparents and I started my own company. So it was a crazy month for me. So I was just looking for a time to spend with my friends. And that was supposed to be San Antonio, but that week my grandmother passed. So I couldn't see my friends.
Sorry,
Lost
man.
a, yeah, you're good, bro. You're good. Lost a grandma. I was like, dude, I need to see the boys. I need to have fun. I need to have a good time. Need to compete. So I went to Charlotte and your boy had to ball out. You know me. I went 7-2, qualified to play in day two the next day. And every event I go to, I'm always outside. If you guys don't know what outside means, it means I like to be partying, like to be drinking, having fun with my friends. And that's what Pokemon is to me. It's not always about playing the game and the creatures. It's actually the social atmosphere that comes with everything. So went out that night, we got lit. I was out till 4 a.m., blacked out. And unfortunately, I woke up to 50 missed calls from all my friends telling me they're waiting for you in day two. And I believe I might have been the first ever player to miss day two at a regional for being too lit the night before. And I will
Oh,
say
man.
this, I appreciate my friends because everyone felt worse for me than I felt for myself. I look at it like there'll be more day twos in the future, guys. Like,
Totally.
so for me, it was about having fun. I don't just go to compete and to win. I still do value them a lot, but this regional in particular, because of everything happening in my life, felt more of a I wanted to have fun kind of thing. And hey, I had a good time, so I'll take
Yeah,
it.
dude.
But
Hell
they call
yeah.
me Mr. Day One and a Half, Day One, Mr. Day 1.5, bro.
The
Not through
very
day one,
first.
yeah,
The
very
very
first.
first. Let's go. Hey,
Yeah,
man, you're
not
making
through day
history.
one, not to day two. I know, not funny, bro.
They must do day 1.5, the very first at the largest regional that there's been ever. Everybody and their mom was there. You did it right, man. You did it right. And the fact that you do it, like, I only know you. I think Toronto, you did day two, and Peoria, you did day
No,
two, right?
Toronto, I didn't.
Got it.
I went 6-3 in both of those.
Got it.
But it's funny,
Extremely consistent player still, right?
yeah, and it's funny because the two biggest tournaments, Orlando and Charlotte, I got were my two of my three best finishes. So I think I like when the lights are on brightest, but sometimes I gotta make it to the stage, So
Man.
next time, I don't, I'll still get fucked up. Best believe, I'm gonna have a good time. However,
Yeah,
I don't think I don't plan on missing day two anymore.
fuck yeah, dude. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's
Yeah,
up.
bro.
I'm a I'll put an extra alarm in there for you too, bro.
Dude, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
Of course, man. No, I love that. Like, you love when the lights are on. I could tell that about you, man. You got that swag about you. I like it too. I just got to get on your level of play so I can like
Dude,
really dive.
I'm waiting for my stream interview, man. I'm waiting
Yeah.
for it.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm gonna bring that sauce, bro.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. I cannot wait. We need that. That's when Pokemon goes to the next level, when the interviews get really good. They got
That's
to
what I'm
get
saying.
like UFC WWE good, you know?
Facts. And hey, that they gotta that's why they gotta put me up there, bro. I'm telling you.
One last question about masculinity. In terms of like kind of those standards that you've landed on for yourself, whether with those standards or back in the day at any point, was there any time where you didn't feel like you were living up to the standard of a real man?
Yeah, I think always, man. Like for me,
Mm, that's real.
I yeah, bro, I'll be real. Like in my opinion, I have high standards, and like I do believe, like I'm in the belief of that traditional values are called traditional because they've lasted the test of time, right? So maybe not everything about it is perfect,
Yeah.
but it's what's worked and it's what's kind of kept society the like operating the way it is. And of
Yeah.
course, everything has its downfalls too, right? So for me, you know, when I think of again great man, it's like mental, physical strength and, you know, providing. I know I don't have to be at 23 years old. There's no way in hell I could be that man. It's not perfect to be there. But right
Yeah.
now in my time in my life is where I'm going through those struggles and I'm going through those hardships. I'm building something, right? And through all of those things, I know I'm gonna end up there. Like, dude, like I would say in terms of like, so like what's some good ways I can measure myself? Like I'll say physically, right? Like
Yeah.
a great man is someone who takes care of his body, is super fit, is super healthy. Like, so that's something that I was in high school. I played, you know, varsity sports and all that. But
Yeah.
then the adjustment of going to college to full-time job to all this, you can lose yourself in that way. So I'm not in that standard. I'm not there. I would say in terms of the standard where being able to provide for your family, I still feel like a lot of my family is in a position where they want to provide for me, even though I
Yeah.
can provide for myself. But the goal is to be able to like, you know, retire your, you know, re not retire your parents, but like to be able to put the to be in a place where like I don't need you guys anymore.
Yeah.
I can help you guys out, right?
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, man. So I think like I'm not there yet, but it doesn't really bother me that much. I think every man has their insecurities and their own struggles, bro. But like for me,
Yeah.
man, I'm proud of who I am. I'm a very confident guy. Like
Hell yeah.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, bro. I mean, dude, I'm chilling. I know I'm gonna be who I think I'm gonna be. I have, you know, big aspirations, man. So yeah, bro. I mean, that's kind of how I'm looking at things. Even though I know things are not the where I want them to be, I know that I'm going to be there. So I
Yeah.
don't feel this innate level of stress and pressure, even though I do have that every day, but that's more of like a day-to-day, project-to-project kind of basis compared to
Yeah.
like a deep level of fear and things. Like I don't have that. It does not exist for me as a being,
Yeah,
as a
that's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
dude. And I think you dropping some great wisdom here, and I just feel like your intelligence, and I feel like an emotional openness there. To like know when you need to, maybe pump the brakes a little bit or give
Yeah.
yourself a break a little bit. How do you do with asking for help? You're an achieving guy. Are you okay asking
Yeah,
for
yeah.
help?
Sometimes. So
Yeah.
for me, it depends on the level of help, bro. So like if I need help with
Got
a
you.
project or something, that's always easy for me, right? But
Yeah.
it's for me. I don't have any older siblings. I'm the older sibling, so I have a younger
Yeah.
brother. I don't have any older cousins that have been like too relative, even though I have a huge family. So in real life, I would say I'm learning now to ask for help on like a deeper level sense. Like
Yeah.
my brother would just, you know, come to me. My younger friends, my friend group, like not saying I'm a leader or anything, like I would never self-acclaim that, but I'm someone where a lot of people would come to talk about serious stuff, right? But
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that is not as, you know, vocal with my things or has been. So recently it's been a thing where now, you know, going to my mom, she's like kind of like my outlet for all those things, right?
That's awesome.
So I have that there. But yeah, man, I think in terms of, you know, dealing with these things, for me, a lot like asking for help, I would say like I've never done therapy or anything before. I think I've heard great things about it. But part of me is, you know, hard-headed, like, bro, like fuck that, bro. You know, like
Yeah.
all that stuff, like And I think
Hey,
that
man, stay open to it, man. Like, I think, like, if you ever get to the point where there's a switch and you're like, I think I might be ready for this. I think you got to be ready for it. Number one, you got to be ready, or it's not gonna work anyway.
Agreed.
But be open, be open.
And I am. I think, like, for me, I don't look at it as a negative thing. It's more of like, it is, I don't want to. It doesn't feel right for me at this
Yeah,
moment.
get you.
If I feel like I'm in that space where, nothing this is working and maybe I want to try something different, always, respecting that path. And I have a lot of friends who've done it and they said great things, right? So
Yeah.
think about that. But yeah, man, asking for help, bro. I mean, shit, man. Like, when I need it, I will ask it. But I'm a very, like, try to be stoic
Yeah.
in the ways I can be about serious things. You
Yeah.
know, regarding fun, like, everyone in the Pokemon community knows me as someone who just like a big personality, big vibes guy. But when it comes to real life, that's when I'm more, more stoic in that,
Got
like, in
you.
that sense, you
Yeah,
know?
I get you. I
Yeah.
get you. Well,
Yeah, bro,
man.
we're multi-layered, bro. That's what.
Yeah, you gotta be. You gotta be, man. That's everything. That's, man, when I think about like more like toxic dudes and like the real shit that I'm trying to, help work against and help guys like grow from, it's like one dimensional. That's really like a lot of it. It's like very one dimensional when it's like, dude, we can be all these things and you just want to be like that one thing. Come on. Like that's not what we're doing here. And that's not working.
Facts, bro.
It
Yeah,
ain't working.
I agree, man. Like, and the big thing I always say to everyone is like, dude, it's like, fucking be yourself, man. Like, be authentic, be yourself. Like, there's only one you. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Like,
Hell yeah.
Oh, I want to be this here. I want to be that when I'm there. Nah, dude, just fucking be yourself, bro. Like, be
Yes.
yourself, whatever that is. Unless you're a little fucking Debbie Downer and you're a little bitch. Like, then I don't,
Let's work
maybe,
on it.
yeah, let's work on that, bro. But, like, my whole thing is, like, at least the thing I try to live by is, like, my biggest thing is positivity, man. Like, I never want to be the guy in the room, and I've been around people where the energy kind of just comes down. Like even at Pokemon events, man, I'll sit across from someone to play a match, and I'm, me and you, when we first sat down, bro, we had immaculate vibes when we were first,
Totally,
right?
bro.
Yeah, but
Totally.
then sometimes you sit across from someone and they're not smiling. They won't give you a fist bump. They won't shake your hand. They're just like, they're like, and then they then like, oh, they're all. I'm like, man, life is not meant to be lived this way, dude. And again, I
No,
guess
man.
everyone has their own things that they're dealing with and everything, but I try to, at least me personally, man, positivity is my big guiding principle.
Yeah, dude, that's huge. And I say something. Earlier you said you're not self-proclaiming yourself as a leader. I'm just give you the leader crown right now, bro.
Chill, bro, chill.
You said you're oldest too, your oldest kid.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sets you up well to do it in the first place. But you talk about people coming to you, and then you got this big energy. You're definitely something like people flock around you, bro. That's leader energy. And like if you ain't ready to proclaim it, you got to proclaim it like one day. And when you do that, that's when that shit like really goes crazy, man. You're there. You're already
No,
there,
I know,
dude.
and like, the goal is to be one, to be like a very, someone that's viewed that way. And the one thing that, I've learned is, again, like, you have to earn it and go through it, right? So for me
Fuck
right
yeah.
now, that's what we're doing, bro. We're on a mission, man. Like, the way I look at things, dude, like, again, I appreciate the love, bro. Always appreciate the love, man. You have that dog in you too, bro. I know you
Thanks,
do.
man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, dude. And, like, man, this is not everyone's supposed to be a leader. Not everyone's supposed to be the 1A, right? Like, Steve Jobs needed a Steve Wozniak, Jordan needed a Pippen, LeBron needed a Wade, right?
Hell yeah.
Like, everyone can be good at what they think they can be good at, and that's okay. Like, and that's something where it's like, bro, again, just be you and, like, embrace you. If you're yourself to the highest degree, you will be happy and you'll succeed whatever you choose to do. But it's when you try to be something you're not is where shit gets fucked up. And, like, that's what, again, a lot of men's problems come from, is standards and expectations and, like, what they think they're supposed to be and all those things. So
Hell yeah.
yeah, bro, just be you, dog, and you'll be straight.
My man, my man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Have you ever had any like a mental health or emotional health thing that you've struggled through that you could share with us?
Yeah, of course, man. Like, everyone goes through it, you say it or not. I'm sorry, bro. Like,
Hell yeah, bro.
dude. And for me, I was fortunate to have, like, I grew up very, like, average middle class, like, normal family home, me and my family. So, and I was always someone, again, positive child. So, like, up until college, I never, like, my biggest stresses in life were, like, oh my God, am I gonna pass this test? Like, I didn't have real, and I was fortunate to not have, like, poverty or, divorce in the family. I was lucky with my circumstances, right? So I never really thought about, I was like, oh, did this girl like me back? That was my biggest fear in like high school, right? Going to college was where things really shifted for me, because in high school I was, you know, not, again, not to self-proclaim, but I played a lot of sports, I had a lot of friends. I did it good in school. Everything, like, life was just good, right? Going to college, I made the decision to leave home, go somewhere new, start over. And it was a very humbling experience. Like, you know, not being at the top anymore. Not saying I was at the top, but like regarding like in academics, I wasn't at the top. In athletics, obviously I wasn't at the top. Social ladder, I had to restart everything. So my first semester in college was very like, I never say I'm depressed, but I'd say I was a depressing time. Right. So like it was just a tough time, man. Like refiguring out life, what it means, how to succeed, how to navigate. And that was really tough. It was a dark, like, I had a really tough time. It was the first time I ever like broke down and like thought about real life. So that was a tough time. And then my last year, when actually when I was living in Chicago, it was my first time again, like leaving school, long distance relationship, kind of just like being out there by yourself again. And it felt like the exact same thing. It was like, dude, like new life. Like I'm so used to have, like, in by the time I graduated college, I was like president of multiple clubs. I was in a fraternity. I was doing well. I was like, I was all, I'm that kind of guy who's always outside, right? So like I go from that to being in my single apartment room without roommates for the first time in so long. Everyone's working all the time. So that was a really tough time for me. It was again, not saying it was depressed, but it was very like depressing. I will say it allowed me to get into Pokemon more, which I really liked. So I've had a lot of friends and my social life through there. But yeah, I mean, for me, I think we are built to be, in my opinion, I realize I'm here. Like my best time in life is when I'm around other people. When I'm around people, that is when I'm at my happiest. And my mental struggles came when, even though I was succeeding in what I'm supposed to succeed in, when I wasn't having my social needs met, that spilled over into other things. And I felt like I'm not living a human life anymore. I'm living a computer's life or a robot's life. And that shit fucked me up. So right now I'm good. I'm, you know, I still think I have my, like, you know, darker times. When you're launching your own business and stuff, it's a lot of stress. So I think right now it's a little weird, and I'm okay with that. But yeah, man, I think just like when I moved twice, the first, like the adjusting period was the more like, you know, I don't say I don't have anxiety, anxiousness, or none of that stuff. But I will never self-diagnose depression, but it was a very like depressing time relatively to my other times in life, you know?
Yeah, dude. That's really hard to do, to leave home in the first place, the first time you did it, and then to do it again. I want to say that I see this quality in you, which is why I'm like, dude, you're 100% a leader, because I see it in myself. Like, going to a new place, new circumstances, and working your way to the top, and
Yeah,
then
that's
going
what
to
we
a
got to
new
do,
place, new
bro.
circumstances, and working your way to the top. Like, and sometimes you may be like, I don't even know if this is my intention. I'm just trying to
Trying to
live
be me.
life,
I'm just
have
doing
some more
me.
color, just doing
Exactly.
me. And all
Facts,
of a sudden you're at
facts.
the top and like just leading something. That's a great ability, man. And but also on the flip side, when you have to start over again, it's like, all right, like I gotta get into the mode. Like I gotta feel this
Seriously, man.
shit. Just feel
Seriously,
this shit.
bro.
So I gotta grow into this next level. That's part of the game. That's awesome, man.
Stay down till you come up, bro. Stay down till you come up. So
Oh,
like
yeah.
for me, man, it's like the light at the end of the tunnel makes the darkness worth it, right? It's like
Yeah.
that's the whole thing, right? It's like the destination makes the journey, but also the journey still makes the journey, right? And it's like obviously during the moment when you're present, it's hard to enjoy things that are hard for you, and you know, you have those emotional moments and things like that. But I don't know, man. Like I don't know. Like the way I look at st stuff is the way everything's not everything's gonna happen the way it's like, I don't believe that, but it's more in the sense of like we can control our destiny, and you know, we chose to do what we're doing. So have faith and belief in yourself, and you'll get to where you want to be. If you just
Yeah.
have faith and believe in yourself, you'll be fine. And like that's why when I go through hard times, man, like you know, everyone's minds are also built like a little differently. Some people have like not saying weaker or anything, but like some people handle things more, it's more stressful for them, more duress. It impacts their stuff more.
Yeah.
For me, you know, seeing how my dad was so like stoic, such like I thought he was such a fucking Chad, like he was a man.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna be a bitch and let this thing win. I'm not gonna let my
Yeah.
sadness and struggle win, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, all right, this shit sucks, but like fuck it. Like I'm gonna win. Like
Hell yeah.
that's honestly how I approach all the hard times. Like, I'll be straight. Like, even though it sucks really bad, I'll be straight. Like that, that's my approach to everything.
Absolutely. Like all those hard times end. And often like one of the best things you can do about it is adjust your attitude, adjust your frame, it's, like how you see in that shit and just do something. Do something. It don't got to be the biggest thing in the world, but do a little bit of something to just make you move forward, and you're gonna be good.
Even this Pokemon shit, bro.
It's everything.
Just succeeding, man. Like you see how much it affects people when they have a bad day. I see people cry at these events, man.
Yeah.
So, like, totally. For me, like, I love this game because when I get to compete and be social, but there's a great feeling of when you accomplish. I think again, as a man, innately we are really driven and satisfied by accomplishment.
Yeah.
There's a reason why
you seek challenge.
We seek challenge, and why when people make day two, or when people win on stream, or when people win tournaments, those are the tweets that get the most traction and get the most love. Yep. That's when people are the happiest. Because if winning didn't matter, then we wouldn't try to win.
Yeah. Right?
So I think, man, I think my way of like dealing with a lot of hard time is getting back to competing. Because at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. I love to compete, whether it's sports, this shit. Like making my LinkedIn post about viral, building, making my podcast big, whatever it is, right? It's like I like competing, so that's kind of how I kind of navigated all through that fucking through the mud, bro.
Yeah, man. So, hey, dude, that's dope. That's a great way to get through the mud. And you may have like answered this, but I'm just gonna say it. This question the most. Just how would you sum up Pokemon contributing to your happiness,
dude? I would say it's a big part. I think it's easy to sometimes blame it when things are not going the way you want. Say, oh,
totally.
Why am I playing this game? Why am I doing this? But nah, man, like it to me personally, it gives me another social outlet, which I love. It lets me compete, which I love. And it's in a way that is also nostalgic. Like for me, if I wanted to just compete and be strategic, I'd play chess. But fucking chess is boring. Let's be real. Right? Like Pokemon is like the game I played as a kid, and now I get to like strategize and go to war with my friends with something that I enjoyed as a child. So I get that nostalgic effect, that like old, like those memories met. I get the competitive side of me itched, and I get the social side of me. So like for me, man, I wouldn't say it's like the top of my priority list, dude, but like it is something that I look forward to, and I probably financially have spent a lot the most on any of my hobbies. So clearly like do it. And another thing about me is I love to travel, bro. So like this has allowed me to see places of the States and the world I would never have gone to otherwise.
Yeah.
Like in the last 2 years, just because of Pokemon, I went to San Diego, Orlando, Toronto, Peoria, Charlotte, Knoxville, fucking Portland, like all these random US cities. That, bro, I'll be fucking real, man. I would never have gone like what if I would go to Peoria? Like
I wish I didn't still.
Yeah,
so cool.
Like Knoxville, Tennessee. Like I never thought I would go there.
Yeah.
But man, the game takes you places, and you make friends along the way. You get to see cool shit. Have memorable nights. And that's what this game has done for me.
That's beautiful, man. That's everything.
What about you, bro?
Oh man. I think I'm discovering what it's doing for me still, you know. Yeah, obviously, I love that shit since I was 8 years old.
Hell yeah.
Like even then I knew, I'm like, I don't think this is gonna end. Like when my friends stopped playing, I'm like, I don't think this is just a phase, you know, just
seriously,
like
still
going. So it, you know, I thought about, you know, like how you said, like just giving me that challenge, give me a place where like in the world of your game, you know, you're important, you're a hero, like that, like, you know, bringing that spirit to life for me. Now it's giving me community and like just a place to, you know, and it's kind of given my business purpose. Like it's given me this like spin on how I want to do men's work, which is, you know, helping men heal and whatnot. Like, I never thought I'd be doing something like that in combination with Pokemon, and I'm doing it, and it's fun and it's weird, and I don't know where it's going to go, but like I'm having a blast. Like,
exactly, man.
Enjoying the journey.
Ride, that's what matters, bro.
Yeah, dude. Super fun. Oh, here's a real question.
Let's hear it.
Have you played Gen 1? Did you ever play the original games?
Yeah. So the reason I played them is I was like, I never had a Game Boy. So for me, the way I could play it was like when I started playing video games was when the DS just came out. I was like six or seven.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to play these games. There's so much hype behind it, XYZ. I've heard so many things. So I just downloaded the GBS, the ROMs on my computer.
Yeah, that's right. That's
So
right.
I'd play, like, I'd get like the open emu and I'd play it through my computer. And I was like,
Yep.
oh, this is sick, bro. Like, bro, this is so
Yeah.
cool. I can go
It was
super
so
fast.
fun. I
I can go
remember
super, I can go super fast, bro. Fast forward. I was like, cool. Because for me, like, I was when I was playing like Sinnoh and everything, I always thought the Hoenn region was so cool. I was like, the Pokemon
Yeah.
are so cool. I was like, I gotta play this game. So me and my brother play like Emerald and shit.
So.
And that was a really cool journey. And I was like, because I don't know, when I was like, not younger, I think until recently, like, until I started caring about VGC, I was so into like the lore, the Pokemon individually. I
Yeah.
still care about that, obviously. But
Definitely.
when I was younger, it meant a little bit like more to me, I think.
Totally.
And I was like, all right, I was like, dude, I gotta go on this experience, bro. Like Metagross, Salamence, all these cool fucking
Yeah.
Pokemon. Like, I gotta do that, bro.
Gen 3 is crazy. I have trouble deciding my favorite gen, but like I distinctly like Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4, each of those feel different, like distinctly different to me. And I like just have just a different relationship with each game. And I just love them. I can't really pick, but it's been a blast, obviously.
It's the most goated game series ever, bro. I'll be real. Like,
Absolutely.
yeah, I would say my favorite game is probably Heart Gold, Soul Silver, but my favorite
Awesome game.
region is like Sinnoh. That's like where I started. So
Yeah.
that's the OG. That's the OG.
OG, yeah. I think I'd say the same with Kanto in the OG games.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. Like just walking that map, I'm like, I'm a little kid again.
Facts.
Last couple questions, bro.
Yeah, man.
What are you most excited about next in Pokemon? And if you had something to say to a guy who's out there struggling, what might you say to give him encouragement?
Awesome. Okay, I like that. I like these questions. So my first thought in terms of is the first question was Pokemon, right? What are you most
Yep,
excited
you're most
for?
excited for it coming next.
I mean, for me, I'm always excited for I'll go like VGC and then non-VGC. So
Yeah.
for VGC, for competing, this is my next event. I love playing.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh,
I love going to war, bro. Again, men, we love war. We let so part of us
We
like,
do. We do.
oh
We
fuck it,
do.
I'm ready to go to battle, bro.
Yeah. What's next for you, by the way?
Next for me is, as of right now, the plan is to go to Indianapolis and Orlando. I think Orlando's next.
Yeah, I think Orlando's next too.
So plans go to Orlando for me. The West Coast regionals are a little too expensive. There's like
Yeah.
Vancouver's bag. So like can't go
Yeah.
there. I went to EUIC last year. But this year I was like the money would be better spent in my business than going to England. So
Yeah,
not
get
going
you.
there. So yeah, the plan is my last three big events are Orlando, Indy and NAIC. And then in terms of so yeah, I'm just excited to compete. That's that. And
Yeah.
then for the actual games, I was pissed. The only reason I didn't finish this game was because the day it was supposed to come out, me, my cousin, and my brother, we all played together like the launch day. And I'm always water. My brother's always grass. My cousin's always fire. We're always the same. So we never
Yeah.
switched. But my ex-girlfriend, she's amazing, by the way, whatever. But
Yeah.
she showed up and surprised me in Chicago the weekend it dropped. And I was like,
Oh
fuck.
no.
I like wasn't like happy that that happened. And then like
Yeah.
obviously after that weekend's over, I'm like behind and VGC's already starting. I'm like, fuck yes, I gotta start caring about VGC. And
Yeah.
I didn't get to play the game. So I would say I'm really excited for the next game because
Yeah.
I plan on actually playing it.
Pause.
So for me is like just getting the experience of play because like now it's like, I'll say I want to play. Like there's nothing that beats like that opening weekend, turn it
Yes.
on, go through the game. Like I can't turn it on now and get excited about it. I know all the evolutions, like
Yeah.
because like for me, whenever I play a Pokemon game, everyone plays games differently. I don't like knowing everything, knowing the evolution.
Same.
When I play, it's like I don't look up anything until I finish. Like, but with VGC, you have to like know everything.
Yeah, it's tough.
So the plan is to like play the finish the game in a week and then play VGC, right? That's the
Yep.
plan.
Yeah.
But that all got thrown off last time. So yeah, that's why I'm excited for the next Pokemon thing. And then in terms of what was it? Something about men's health. What was it?
Yeah, if anybody was, if you knew a guy was out there struggling, what might you say to give him some encouragement?
Oh yeah, great question. So
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing is like encourage is like, hey dude, we all go through this. Like I've gone through it. And people have gone through things that are way worse. People have, lost siblings, lost parents, lost body parts. Like for me, man, like especially I'm sure most of our audience is American. Like I always try to put things into a bigger picture. Like we are born to like, I think it's the best country, but we're born in the most fortunate circumstance. Like, we're born into a place where we have a lot of things like here for us. We don't have like third world problems. Half the world doesn't have clean water, clean food, money, a house that can't stop it from raining, right? So it's like, for me, man, like all of our problems, they're real. They're real. I would say, like, just believe in yourself. Remember that, like, what we're dealing with is possible to overcome, because I look at people who have overcome harder things, and I just think believe in yourself, because if you believe in yourself, then nothing will seem impossible to overcome. And if you're past that point of you are, you know, not believing in yourself, I think just like go to the people that you have that are in your support system, the people that actually care about you, and try to like allow them to help you, because help is, I know as a man, help is the hardest thing to ask for. And people would rather sometimes take their own lives than ask for help, right? So my whole thing is, dude, like, just fucking say something, man. Like you have a sibling, you have a parent, you have a friend, you have a distant cousin, you have maybe you have no one, online forums, like a phone numbers. We have the resources, and we've net and like we have it better than ever before. Like before, like if you're living in a small village in like Arkansas, maybe you don't have an outlet, maybe you don't have a family, maybe, right? But now you have like phones. Now you can call a number, right? So like, in my opinion, I'll say a couple of things. One, believe in yourself. Two, think about your problems in a bigger picture. And then three, you leverage the people that are around you to be okay. That's the advice I would go through. And last thing is, like, it'll be fine. I promise. We all go through shit. You'll be good. So that's my advice.
Sums it up, Darsh. Very potent, man. Thank you so much for being
Yeah,
with us,
bro.
man. Very wise man beyond his years
Funny.
right here.
Dude, it's weird. I don't talk about this shit a lot, so it's like, but I do like internalize a lot of these things, right? So
man.
it's always a cool opportunity to speak about it. And yeah, I mean, you're the fucking man, bro. Like, appreciate you having me, dude. And like, my whole thing is,
Thank
it's
you.
always, I think these are important conversations to have. And you know, being that I've gone through, you know, unique experiences, like, you know, moving a lot, losing family members, starting something from zero, taking a risk, like, these are things that a lot of guys go through. So I'm always here to, like, you know, help out in any way.
Hey, dude, I appreciate that, and I want you legit, like, especially that stuff that you may not go to everybody about. If you got
Yeah,
not a
yeah,
single
yeah.
person you want to tell that shit to, I promise you can tell it
My
to
boy
me.
Roy G. My
Zero
boy Roy
judgment
G.
about anything, bro.
No, of
For
course,
real.
dude. Hell yeah, man. I'm the same way, bro. Like, unless you're a fucking criminal, we gonna be good, bro. Like,
Don't be doing murders and shit.
yeah. Don't be a weirdo, bro.
All right, Darsh, appreciate you being on, dog. Have a great rest of your night.
Yeah, man. Before I hop off, can I just like do a quick plug for my
Yeah,
podcast as
dude, of
well? Yeah,
course.
bro.
Hell
Appreciate you,
yeah.
man.
Toss it out.
Yeah, bro. Just before I go, a big thing I talked about was like mental and physical, you know, strength and things like that. A big part of lives, I think the most important is like careers and figuring out our life and success. So for anyone who's looking for help, I know right now is a tough time for job seekers, internship seekers, wherever you are. I know it can be tricky to navigate that space right now. I just launched my company called Growth Street. Basically, our whole mission is to help people get to where they want to be the way that they learn best. So if you're curious, want to watch a podcast on professional development, want to read the newsletter, watch the YouTube, just look up Growth Street or go to growthstreethub.com. And yeah, we're here to help you get to where you want to be the way that you prefer. So appreciate you for letting me say that. Thank
Sure.
you. It's
Yeah,
my
dude,
baby.
send me
Yeah,
those
man.
links and we go put them in the description so you guys can check out the awesome work that Darsh is doing. And Darsh, man, I appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing in the world. Let's keep it rolling, bro.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate you and everyone else, guys. Roy's the fucking man. He's putting out great content. And this is a really good thing he's doing. So really supports you. And everyone who's watching, listening to this at home, like this, follow this, subscribe, interact, share this shit, because you know this is some really good stuff we got going on here.
Hey, Darsh, could not say it better myself, my man.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
And that was super fun time spending some time with Darsh there. And thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. Earlier into that one, Darsh mentioned how he felt like men were tribal, and I really feel the same about that. And he was a good example of a person that when I saw him, I was just like, huh. I think I just want to be friends with this guy. Like, there was a good energy. You could tell he's a very good player. You could tell that people really loved him around, too. And luckily, we are friends now, and I really appreciate that. And I think that the more that we can, the more you grow to know yourself and really define what you want in your life and out of your life, you get better at finding those people. You get better at finding your tribes. I just really want to say I'm appreciating all the men that I've found to be part of my tribe, and plenty of other types of people as well. Just shouting out the men out there who've allowed me to enter their life and hopefully have some good influence on them as they have with me, and Darsh being one of those guys. And guys, if you appreciated this one, please share with a man who you think might appreciate it or could use the supportive messages that we are putting out here with Pokemon's Health. I'll catch you next week. Talk soon.